Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. Thank you so much for stopping by on this Tuesday, September the 8th. As always, I have a chair reserved for you right here. Pull it up, relax, settle in, because we're going to be here for the next 30 minutes. Today we're going to chat about the birthday girl. You may know this. Today is the birthday. The church celebrates the birthday of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So today is Mary's birthday. And I thought it would just be a good idea to reflect on the power of yes. You know, Mary said yes when the angel approached Mary with a pretty incredible request. You have been chosen to become the mother of the Messiah. It's going to happen through the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, it's kind of unbelievable. She's not giving really any other details than that. And can you imagine? She loved and trusted God so much that she was able to say yes to that request, leaving it up to God to work out the details. Now, you and me, every day we are faced with accepting various challenging assignments, crosses, whatever you want to call them, many of which are things that we can't control. We get a bad medical diagnosis. Maybe we are short in our bank account and we have bills to pay. Maybe we're asked to do a challenging assignment at work, train somebody that's difficult to train, somebody that's hard to get along with, maybe working with somebody that we just don't see eye to eye with. So many different things. Maybe we are feeling the call to switch jobs, to take less pay, because we just feel God's placing this desire in our heart. It could be any number of things, any number of challenges requiring our yes. Now, when it comes to circumstances like a bad medical diagnosis, you don't have any say over that. You're not feeling good one day. You didn't cause that. You didn't make a decision. But all of a sudden, you're in the middle of it. You got laid off from your job. You didn't choose it. It was nothing that you did. It just happened. Even in those cases, you do have a choice. And the choice is, through your free will, you can accept the cross, accept the assignment given to you from God, because if it's happening, it's from Him, and trusting Him to work out the details, or you can reject it. Your rejection might not change the circumstances, but you see, even in a case where you have technically no say, such as an illness, such as a layoff, such as the death of a spouse or a loved one or a friend, you always have the choice to embrace it and say, God, I trust you. That's what Mary did. And today we're just going to look at that. We're going to just chat about that a little bit, because I think it's a point that needs to be made. She trusted that God would work out the details. And look at what happened. You know, I used to give a talk about this. And the talk was, what if Mary said no? She could have said no. Now, sometimes people have said, well, she couldn't have said no. Yes, she could have. She had free will. God didn't force her to say yes. She had to assent. She voluntarily assented to what the angel asked of her. She was willing to do that because she trusted God. She asked one question. How can this be? As a matter of fact, I think we'll look at this, some of this dialogue between Mary and the angel today on the program. But she asked one question. And the answer to that question was enough for her to move forward. And because she said yes, you and me, we got a Savior. We got a Savior who died on the cross for us, who redeemed us, who opened the gates of heaven to us, all because Mary said yes. That's pretty incredible, isn't it? So just imagine what God can do in our lives if we're willing to say yes. You know, we don't want to take that chance of saying no, or I won't accept this, and not know what God, the good things that God can do in our lives. At least I don't want to take that chance. And, you know, there are also going to be those times when you do have a choice to make, when God does give you a choice, where you can say yes or you can say no. I've learned that saying yes when God asks you to do something is always a good idea. So, but it's not easy. It is not easy. So let's chat about that today on this day, the birthday of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So, you know, how do you not talk about our mother when it's her birthday? So that's what we got to talk about today. Hey, I hope you're doing well. I'm doing well. I had a good day. Got some writing done. You know, it's funny. I always have this challenge as somebody who writes and recognizes how much I depend on God and His Holy Spirit. It becomes very difficult. It is a constant struggle for me to avoid just pushing forward and getting something down on paper as opposed to waiting on God to work through me. The second option always yields better results. But I have this tendency, the control freak that I am, to want to just get some things written on paper so that I can reach my milestones. But you know what? I always find that it's best to just let the Lord do the work. Now, today, I'm working on a new book, and I have a goal. I have a deadline I have to meet. So I set my own deadlines within that deadline so that I'm on target, so that I'm not killing myself at the end to get things done. But today, I've learned that if I just chill a little bit and let the Holy Spirit work through me and give me the basic framework, you know, rather than just start writing, I have to have the framework. So today I did just that. I paused a little bit. I've said some prayers and let this book start to gel in my head before I just started typing it up. And I, as a result, I feel pretty good. So I had a good day with my writing. I got to Mass early this morning and got to hang out with my beautiful bride, Eileen. So all is well with your buddy, Gary. And in case you're wondering, you know, I told you about my bout with poison ivy a few weeks ago. 3 solid weeks dealing with poison ivy and the effects, including it developing into cellulitis on my arm. It was nasty. I'm going to tell you, it was nasty. I'm going to spare you the details. And, you know, I did post about it. I don't remember if I posted about it. Yeah, I mentioned on Facebook that I was going to urgent care, but I spared you the picture. Don't you love the people who get these injuries and they feel the need to post the pictures on Facebook and you're looking, it's like, oh, man, I spared you that. But let me just tell you, it looked ugly, but I am so grateful to my Heavenly Father for healing me from that. Again, it took 3 weeks. It wasn't an instantaneous healing, but it was a healing nonetheless because I'm feeling really good. Anyway, enough about me. Let's pray, and then we're going to talk about the Blessed Mother and the value, the power of yes. Please join me, okay? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for being in your presence this day. Father, we know you are here. We know you hear our prayers. Father, we acknowledge your greatness as we begin this prayer. We acknowledge that you are the supreme being. You are in charge of the entire universe. You created the universe out of nothing. The universe continues to exist because of your power. If you willed that, if you did not will for the universe to exist, it would go away instantly. So everything that we see around us, and we only see a small subset of the entire universe, everything that we see around us, the trees, the grass, the rivers, the lakes, the oceans, the birds, the animals, the people, everything. Everything exists only because you will it to exist. Father, I want to thank you for the air that we have to breathe today. I want to thank you for letting our lungs function enough to breathe that air. I want to thank you for letting our hearts beat so that we are still alive. And yes, if we are hearing this, and I'm saying it, we're alive. So we're grateful for that, Father. We're grateful for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We're grateful for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And on this day, September the 8th, we are grateful for the gift of the Blessed Mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, who was created with a specific mission in mind, to become the mother of the Savior. She still had to consent and say yes. So this day, Father, we thank you for creating the Blessed Virgin Mary. We thank you for her yes. And we thank you for that gift that resulted because of her yes, Jesus Christ. Father, we ask you to pour your Spirit out upon us today. Please inspire my words. Give me the words to speak. And open all of our hearts and minds to be receptive to your message that you have for us today. Father, we ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ through the intercession of his mother, Mary. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, it's pretty amazing what happened just because the Blessed Mother said yes. Let's not downplay this. You know, there's two mistakes I think we make. And by the way, I don't talk about it often, but the second book that I wrote was about Mary. It's called Listen to Your Blessed Mother. You can pick up a copy on Amazon, or you can go right to my website, followingthetruth.com, and then you'll see it. You'll be taken to Amazon. You can get a link there. The book is a reflection on Mary's words and actions in Scripture. It's a totally biblical book. I thought that at the time I wrote it, I thought there needs to be a book written solely about Mary as contained in the Bible, her words, her actions in Scripture. Because a lot of times as Catholics, we're accused of a lot of things, and a lot of our Protestant brothers and sisters have a hard time with the Blessed Mother. And, you know, we do cause problems sometimes. We say things, some of us do, that maybe implies that we worship Mary, that we consider her divine, neither of which we do as Catholics, but sometimes our wording's a little confusing. So I thought it was a good idea to just focus on the Bible. Just focus on Mary in Scripture and write a book about her, pointing to Scripture. Nothing but Scripture. So that's what Listen to Your Blessed Mother does. If you want to pick up a copy, you can do that just by going to followingthetruth.com. Click on Books, and then you'll find a link to Listen to Your Blessed Mother. Or you can go right to Amazon and buy a copy there if you are so interested. But when it's her birthday, I just got to talk about my heavenly mother. By the way, I got word from Ave Maria Press that my latest book, Let Go of Anger and Stress, Be Transformed by the Fruits of the Spirit, it has arrived in the warehouse. That means if you pre-ordered it, you're going to be getting it very shortly. So if you ordered it through Amazon, Ave has to ship it out to Amazon now, but it's going to be here much earlier, it looks like, than the October 3rd release date, which is on Amazon. So if you haven't pre-ordered it, pre-order yourself a copy today and make sure you'll get it as soon as it comes out. And the easiest way to do that is to go to followingthetruth.com, and you'll see an image right there, a little button right on the homepage where you can pre-order Let Go of Anger and Stress. So that was some exciting news on this, the Blessed Mother's birthday. But let's talk about her yes. She said yes. That gets downplayed sometimes. Two mistakes I think we make with the Blessed Mother. Number one, we assume that she had no choice in the matter, that she just said yes. We downplay the fact that she said yes to God, to the angel who appeared and said, you have been chosen to become the mother of the Messiah. And Mary had to reply, yes, be it done to me according to your word. In other words, yes, I choose this. I go along with this plan. Now, she did ask a question, and sometimes it gets, I don't know, I think it gets misinterpreted, the question that she asked, and we'll take a look at that in a couple minutes. But we sometimes downplay the fact that she consciously chose to say yes, even though she didn't have a lot of answers. I mean, she absolutely had to trust that God would take care of her, that he would fill in the blanks, take care of the details. And that leads to the second thing that I think we do sometimes incorrectly when it comes to honoring Mary and loving Mary. We sometimes put her on so much of a pedestal. Now, don't get me wrong. We should model our faith after her faith. She is the mother of Jesus. So, yes, she deserves a lot of honor. We need to really respect her and honor her, and that makes Jesus very happy. However, sometimes we almost, now I want you to listen, because I don't want you to think I'm saying Mary is God, because she is not. We almost sometimes lose sight of the fact that Mary was human, and we divinize her or almost make her out to be divine, which she is not, at the expense of our own yes to God. So sometimes I look at Mary and I am so overwhelmingly impressed with her yes, her goodness, the fact that she never committed a sin, that I look at my own life and say, well, that's her. God can never use me like that, or I can never come close to her. And I think if you were to ask Mary, she would say, no, I want you to imitate me. And with God, all things are possible. And in fact, that's one of the things that Gabriel told Mary when he had that encounter with her on that day that we call the Annunciation. That rather than just stand in awe of Mary, thinking that I can never do that, we should strive to imitate her and say, yeah, look at her yes. Look what happened. As a result, I want to say yes too. Because that's the mark of a great disciple. Somebody is always willing to say yes to the Lord. So with that in mind, let's just open the Bible and look at Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 39. In those days, I'm a little ahead of myself. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. In the sixth month, now to put this in perspective, the sixth month of her cousin Elizabeth's pregnancy. That's what we're talking about here. In the sixth month, because just prior to this, Luke's talking about Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, and her pregnancy. So in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. So we get a little insight. Gabriel is sent, a messenger from God, sent in the sixth month to a city of Galilee called Nazareth. Galilee, a nothing city. This is a place that wasn't thought of very highly at the time. An amazing reminder of how God often operates and chooses the lowly to do his work. You know, he has a different plan than many of us would have if we were him. And also note that there is a plan that the Blessed Mother, you see, I was having this conversation with my wife today because this hit me at Mass. The world needs a Messiah, right? So when Adam and Eve committed the first sin, it took thousands of years before the Messiah actually arrived and was born in Bethlehem. And it took him to grow up and spend 30 years in obscurity before he began his mission. You know, Mary had to be born. Mary had to reach an age at the right time when the angel would approach her and ask her to become the mother of the Savior. All these things took time. And then Jesus had to be born and grow up. And wouldn't you think that if you were God, you would just do this because there was such a pressing need? It just goes to show you that in your life, when you are freaking out about a problem, and I do this all the time, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, this better get resolved quickly. The Lord has to resolve this quickly because this has to get fixed. You know, he's got his own schedule. And he's not going to alter his schedule to please us. Doesn't that drive you crazy? It drives me crazy. But this is evidence that he works in an orderly fashion. He's never late. But he's never early either, right? He just is always right on time. So the Gabriel appears to Mary, and he came to her and said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." Pretty cool greeting, right? "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying. And I always love this because sometimes this gets misinterpreted when there are homilies preached about this or when people talk about this encounter. it's sometimes said that Mary was troubled because a lot was being asked of her. Well, that's not what the Bible says. Mary's troubled because the angel said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." Or it's said that Mary had a hard time trusting that God would provide for her and take care of these details. Well, again, you're going to notice that the only time she is troubled, according to the Bible, is when the angel said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." There could be a couple of reasons. Number one, Mary's humble. And this greeting, you know, this is the type of greeting that to a humble person, it would make them, it would take them aback a little. It would take them, they would be taken aback by this type of a greeting. Because in her humility, she feels unworthy. Another possibility is she realizes throughout Scripture that any time the angel or God will send a message that the Lord is with you, there's a big mission coming up. And Mary could quite possibly feel unworthy. But the important thing to remember, I think, whatever the reason, this is what troubled her. What would have troubled me is what's about to happen next. But this is what the Bible said. Mary's troubled. But she was greatly troubled and considered in her mind what sort of a greeting this might be. Now, here's an example of Mary meditating, pondering, "Lord, what's the Lord asking me?" Trying to figure this out. This is a good quality. This is something we should do. You know, when something happens in our life, maybe an intention isn't getting answered. Maybe we're again, some sort of suffering is all of a sudden becomes part of our life. "Lord, what are you trying to teach me? What are you trying to do? What do you want me to do?" You know, rather than why is this happening? This is wrong. Mary is looking at this, trying to figure out what sort of a greeting this might be. In other words, she's looking for a course of action rather than just complaining. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary." By the way, that's a sign that Mary was afraid, which proves that it is possible to be afraid and not commit a sin, because Mary never committed a sin. She was afraid, or otherwise the angel wouldn't have said, "Do not be afraid, Mary." "Therefore, you should not be afraid to be afraid." There's a difference between fear and worry. We've talked about this on the show before. Fear is an emotion. "But she was greatly troubled, and the angel said, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus.'" Then the angel goes on to say, "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." So at this point, it's pretty clear that, and you know, we're going to see in a minute that, well, we won't see that today, but if you would continue to read on, Mary will be quoting Scripture in her prayer known as the Magnificat. So obviously Mary's pretty well versed in sacred Scripture, or the Hebrew Scriptures, I should say, at this point in time, because of course the Bible hadn't been written yet. So Mary, based on that assumption that she's familiar with the Hebrew Scriptures, she gets that this prophecy is referring to the Messiah. So she is being called to become the mother of the long-awaited Messiah. And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no husband?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." Now, at this point, the angel really makes clear what's happening, answering Mary's question, "How could this be?" And unfortunately, I only have a couple minutes left. I can't get into all the nitty-gritty details of what's going on here. But Mary is just asking a question to better understand, because the assumption, the theory of many of the early church fathers was that Mary had consecrated her life, her virginity, to the Lord. She was going to remain a virgin, even though she was due to get married. Yes, this was done at times in her day. And she was confused, thinking that she was doing God's will by remaining a virgin. And now she's told she's going to have a son. The angel goes on to say, "And behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." So the angel's done. That's the explanation. How can this be? It's going to happen by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the answer. I mean, how crazy is that? And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And at that point, boom, the angel departed from her. And that was it. That's the only explanation she got. And she was willing to say, "All right, sign me up. I am all in." Unbelievable, right? How could she do that? Well, she could do it because she loved God so much that she trusted him. And if he was going to ask her to do that, then he's going to help her and give her what she needed. If God asks you to do something, no matter how tricky it is, including that illness that you didn't expect, a spouse getting ill, sudden death, job loss, any number of things, do you trust him enough to say yes, knowing that he will give you what you need, give you the grace you need? That takes time. And that takes practice. So on this day, the Blessed Mother's birthday, I recommend that you ask for her intercession. Ask for her to intercede, to help you, to be able to say yes always. Because if we are able to do that, if we give our yes to the Lord, he's going to come through and do great things in our lives. I have seen it time and time again in my life, but yet I still struggle. There are some yeses that do not come easy for me. But today's a really good day to ask the Blessed Mother to help you to always say yes, even when it's scary. That's what faith is all about. And that through the gift of faith, we can say yes. You can still be scared when you say yes, by the way. Mary was afraid, but she said yes. How about you? Are you willing to say yes? Well, on that note, I've got to run. If you have any questions, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I look forward, God willing, to being back with you here tomorrow. Don't forget, if you're a regular listener, you will know that on Wednesday at 6:35 a.m., I am a guest on the Sunrise Morning Show on EWTN Radio. So hope 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time. I hope you'll be able to listen to my Stop Worrying and Start Living segment tomorrow morning on the Sunrise Morning Show. But if not, I'm going to be back here, God willing, as I always say, tomorrow, and I hope you'll be able to join me. Have a wonderful night. God bless you. Talk to you next time.